Hello, listeners. This is Bala, and welcome to my podcast, Great Minds of Frisco, Texas. Like John Adams said, if your action inspires others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. Today, my guest is Yvonne Broach, Distinguished Toastmaster, Frontier Divisional Director, and leader at District 50 Toastmaster International. Hello, Yvonne. How are you?
I'm good, Bala. How are you?
I'm good too. Thanks for asking. Yvonne, can you tell us about your journey in Toastmasters?
My journey with Toastmasters began when I was 17 years old. I was working after school at a newspaper, and I was given the task of going to interview the local president of the Toastmasters Club and attend a meeting. I was so impressed with the whole meeting, the whole program. I wanted to join the club, but the president told me, no, you can't join. You're not 18. And also you're female. We don't allow females in Toastmasters International. That crushed me. I decided I'd had enough of Toastmasters. If they didn't want to have women, then they just weren't worth my time. I went on to college. I started my professional career, and there were times when I needed to do a public speech or teach a class, even a large class. I would get nervous. I would have jitters, and I would think, gee, I wish I could think of a way to get over this. I didn't realize that about the middle of 1970s, Toastmasters decided to allow women to join. It was decades before I heard again about Toastmasters. I had a friend who said, Yvonne, you've got to come with me to visit Toastmasters. I think you would love it. You would enjoy the meeting. I'm sure you would want to join. She told me that for several times, probably over a 6-month period. And finally, I decided to go visit a Toastmasters club. I'm glad I did. It was a long time since I'd first been there. People were still just as impressive. The meeting was great. They were warm and welcoming, and I joined on the spot. I've been a member of Toastmasters ever since.
Are you Helen Blanket?
No.
I know how it's difficult for her, and later became the first international president. Not inducting you, Yvonne, it's a lost opportunity to Toastmasters.
A nice thing for you to say.
I know you're holding an officer role, divisional district director. So officer role in Toastmasters builds leadership skills. For a new Toastmasters, where do they begin and what skill they need to develop to become an officer?
It's important to realize that you don't have to have experience as an officer, either in Toastmasters or any other organization. The skill you need is that desire and that determination to just speak up, to tell yourself, I can do it and I will do it. Toastmasters will help you learn whatever skills are necessary for each particular office. You may have your eye on a particular one, such as vice president of membership or even president. You can go to the Toastmasters Leadership Institute, get a lot of preparation. You have mentors in your own club who have been officers. They're eager to share their experience. That's one of the great things about Toastmasters, the mentoring. Whether it's mentoring someone who's trying to get over being nervous, getting up to do their first few speeches, or mentoring someone through the officers' roles. It's very rewarding. You can work your way around the officers' roles over a period of time, and then you can even volunteer to do something that is at a higher level for the district, such as area director, division director, and on beyond that.
Rightly said, Yvonne. The first step is the toughest step to take in the life, and it requires courage. Rest will follow.
Yes.
Yvonne, how do you prepare and practice your speech? I have heard a lot of speech from you, and I was always amazed, you know, how do you do that? Do you follow a template? Would you be able to share a few tips to our audience?
Well, I think the most important tip is to talk about something that you know the best. That's yourself, your family, if it's okay with them. It's about your growing up years, places you've been, experiences you've had, about your profession, about hobbies that you like, things that you are passionate about. You might be giving most of your free time as a volunteer to a cause or an organization or community group. These are all things that you will know so well that you can't possibly forget what to say when you're doing a speech. If you forget that next word coming up, just think about, I've got this, I know this topic. I do try to tailor my speech to meet the topic or the purpose of the particular project. And I'll think about ideas for several weeks before I sign up to do the speech. Another idea is to have a little notebook in your pocket, carry that around, and whenever any idea occurs to you, jot that idea down. Later on, it may come in handy as a speech topic. It's a good idea to practice, or really the professionals say, rehearse 6 to 10 times before actually stepping up to the lectern in front of the club. Sometimes you can wrangle your family to listen to your speeches. My family doesn't like to do that, so some people like to go out in the backyard and practice. Some people practice in front of the mirror, but it's important to rehearse it before you actually get out there to deliver it.
Wow, 6 to 10 times. I know you're a living example of practice makes perfect. Those are useful tips. Thank you so much, Yvonne. Tell me about yourself, Yvonne, the city you grew up, the family, the hobbies.
Well, I grew up in a large family. We had 6 kids. My father was in the military, and he had found that being in the Air Force opened up the world for him. He had grown up in a very small area, rural, a farm. He was poor. His family was poor, but in the military, there was more opportunity to train, to do something else, to support a family. We all got to travel with him everywhere he was sent. We lived in 5 different states and in 2 foreign countries in addition to the U.S. I graduated from high school in Japan. Then we came back to the U.S. We were exposed to other cultures, other ways of dressing, other languages at early ages, young ages, other ways to do things. We learned that there's no one way that you have to do something. I thought that was a mind-blowing experience when I look back on it. I really appreciated it. I told my father I was so glad that once he started having kids, he kept us all together and he stayed in the military. I traveled around in Florida, Alabama, Texas, Maine, Japan, and Morocco.
5 states and 2 countries. Do you speak Japanese?
When I was younger, I knew enough to find my way around stores and in restaurants. I can't remember much of it now.
That's a lot of culture, you know. You have come across and a lot of stories to share during your Toastmaster speech. I'm looking forward to hear your stories. Finally, what's your future goals? How would a Toastmaster support you in achieving the goal?
Since I've joined Toastmasters, I've been learning about the term servant leader. That's the kind of leader I want to be. And Toastmasters provides an opportunity to learn how to be a servant leader, to develop as a servant leader. It's helped me in other endeavors. I'm also a volunteer in another organization that's called the National Alliance of Mental Illness. I do a fundraising for that organization. I volunteer for that organization. There's a need for servant leaders in that organization, just as there are for other community organizations. I've found that there's a kind of symbiosis between Toastmasters and the other organizations that Toastmasters belong to. A lot of Toastmasters don't just give their free time to Toastmasters. They also have time to spare with their community and their church or their spiritual activities, physical fitness, whatever their cause is. Toastmasters can help people to become servant leaders. And my future goal is to continue to develop that skill to serve in Toastmasters with bigger projects than I've been involved with so far.
Yvonne, I wish you all the best to be a great servant leader. Let me thank you for spending wonderful time with me and my audience. It's a pleasure meeting and knowing you, Yvonne.
A pleasure talking with you and knowing you, Bala.
Thank you. Listeners, we learned about the servant leader, Yvonne Broach. John Maxwell said, a leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. Thank you, and meet you all in my next podcast.